I've got Liam Burns, president of the National Union of Students, on the line. He's getting ready to go to the rally at the University of London Union. Liam, what are you hoping to achieve from today's events?
Well, when the government decided triple tuition fees, that unfortunately was only the tip of the iceberg. They have all sorts of other reforms that they're looking to push through under the radar and behind closed doors. Things like bursaries being cut because they realise they can't afford the amount of fees that they're going to have to loan. Mm-hmm. The idea that we have the institutions that have the poorest students spending the least on them because of the way that funds are being allocated. The entrance of private providers and the idea that for-profits will be able to make money off of public cash. All of these things deserve just as much scrutiny as things like the NHS bill. But because the government has done a sleight of hand and withdrawn that bill, Parliament is not getting that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So the things we want to achieve out today is both locally on campuses and nationally in government, people knowing that we will not let them get away with all this reform of higher education without some serious scrutiny.
Do you think that students are somewhere resigned to fees going up and up now, though?
No, not at all. And that's it. I mean, the levels of action that we're seeing across the country, I think, firmly show that we've not forgotten that we got a promise from the majority of Parliament not to increase fees at all. And yet, now we're in an environment where the whole structure of our universities and colleges is being fundamentally changed. And it's not as if we hope there'll be wins come off the back of this, and we've got parliamentary lobby in a few weeks to try and clinch some of those wins, but already we're getting things back. Sheffield University have just sent a statement out today saying that they will agree to the Students' Union's Come Clean on Hidden Course Costs campaign, and that's about £200,000 that will be going back in students' pockets. Bristol managed to get a reinvestment in their bursary system. Kingston, King's, Northumbria have all got promises now on getting rid of hidden course costs that cost students money over and above fees.
When you talk about hidden course costs, I mean, what do you mean? Could you give some examples?
Well, one of the most insidious thing about some of David Willetts' narrative is that this is a better deal for students in some ways. Well, he's tripled fees and we're getting nothing more for it. People are still paying for things like lab coats, like printing, like field trips, all things that are essential to their course, they're having to pay over and above their tuition fees for. That means that if you can't afford this equipment, then you can't afford to get the best grades, and that's not an education system that we believe in.
Leonardo,
so hidden course costs is about getting rid of those additional costs that are still essential to education that the university should be absorbing itself.
Liam, that's great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye now.
Bye-bye.